Moonlight is director Barry Jenkins' three-part harmony about a young African-American man who struggles to find a connection in the world. Some may use the term identity struggle, sexuality, certainly a large portion of the film. But I think what makes the film, I think one of the central premises of the film is not so much that the main character is a gay man or that he identifies as gay, but really it's about growing up in extreme poverty, surrounded by drug use, and finding a human connection. It's sort of inconsequential to the plot of the film that the connection that the main character in Moonlight finds happens to be of the same gender, and whether or not he, you know, is more sexually attracted to men or women, certainly is hinted at in the film, certainly is a primary feature of the takeaway of the film, because there are so few films made in which being gay is not the main point about the character who happens to be gay. And in that way, it's sort of a delightful human story about the difficulty in making connections, especially in a extremely sort of violent and upbringing surrounded by a lack of care. Jenkins uses a sort of three different parts, with sort of a three-act structure. In the first part, he looks to be around 6 or 8 years old, and then the second part, he's in high school as a teenager, and in the last part, he's a grown man who has taken to the drug trade. So what's our takeaway from the film? That a small independent film about a character who is, to use the definition, homosexual, seems to be to almost take away from the character's humanity. There's a scene in the movie where he says, you know, the one character who he has sort of sexual contact with, he sees him again as an adult, spoiler alert, and he shares that he hasn't ever touched or been touched by another man. So his sexuality could really best be defined as asexual at that point, or at least primarily asexual. You get the sense that whatever is going through his sexual identity features as he struggles is secondary to his struggles to maintain his living. So his basic needs are not being met to the point where he has the luxury of being able to spend much time focusing on his sexuality, although this film certainly hints at the difficulties that he faces in finding a way to talk openly with anybody about what he's going through. It's just a different movie than we normally see. The fact that it's nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, the acting categories, shows an awareness, and I think really a hunger by Hollywood and by the people in America to hear new stories being told with new characters that are not stereotypes, that are not easily characterized. And I think as we move away from the sort of overt character who represents either blackness or gayness or, you know, punk rock or whatever the characters that we saw in the films of the 80s who were one-dimensional, seeing we have now a savviness to us in the stories that we tell in our society, that you can't just have a character carry a story arc with simply one identity feature, because really humans, as we know, are much more complicated than any labels that we choose to put on them. And Moonlight, in its humanity, in its infinite joy, it's the joy of shedding any labels and really finding any kind of connection in a world where it is so difficult to make a human connection. And as we see the main character find a connection, or we feel an ability to exhale in the film in a way that we are not able to until that point. And it's just a tremendously powerful and evocative experience. Maybe the best movie of the year. We'll see.